welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Rob.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the second issue of the Serenity Those Left Behind storyline. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last episode.
All right, so this one starts off exactly where we left off in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
The blue hands standing beside a puddle of body.
Yeah.
And somebody fires a warning shot at them, and it turns out that it's Agent Dobson from the first...
The series premiere.
Yeah.
Technically series finale, if you want to get... If you watched it when they aired.
What was supposed to be the season premiere of the Firefly TV show. And you guys will remember him because he was the guy that they shot in the head and threw off the Serenity.
Yeah, he had... Was it River he was holding hostage?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And Mal and Jane were off. I think Mal, Jane, and Zoe were off on a job. And as Mal comes back,
he just
doesn't even take no shit. Just pops him in the head,
yep.
Kicks him off the ship.
But he survived, obviously. And the this is who the Blue Hands were looking for.
Yep.
We go back to the Serenity. And, obviously they're, having hard times.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. But,
I think they got to their destination and, Mal's like, all right, so fill her up. And
yeah.
Wash is like, with what? Dirt?
But,
oh, he also, with cheap dirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
But this dude steps up onto the ramp to get into the Serenity, and Jane just fucking cold cocks him, like, just straight drops him.
Hashtag Jane things.
Exactly. And they're like, Jane, what the hell are you doing? He's like, well, I don't know. He was crowding me.
I don't like people that crowd me.
Exactly.
I'm
and so we get Badger, of course.
Badger's awesome.
Alistair Badger Crowley.
Mark Shepard is the name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's a great man. He is wonderful.
But especially in his fancy little hat.
Mm-hmm. Little bowler hat. Full cap.
Badger, has got a...
goon squad would be
the
perfect word, I think.
Yeah. Henchmen.
Henchmen. People. He's got people.
He's got muscle that they gas and shoot. And...
Well, because so it... Yeah,
Badger is basically trying to flex on them.
Yep, and, like he does it all the time. Though.
Every
That's what
time,
I don't
get. And it's because he has a little man complex.
Yeah,
and I'm not talking like just because he's short. I'm talking like he feels inferior to them, so he's got to like try to put himself,
Which I don't get because he's the one that always gives them information.
Yeah,
he gave him the information for this job.
He also always flexes him though. So
yeah, fair.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'll one up him this time. And he's like, well, fuck, that didn't work. Now I have to throw in some muscle. But. Yeah, after this happens, Badger, he's like, well, I want to talk. And, Mal's like, well, I'm still listening. but we get back to Dobson. And
he has an obsession.
A little bit, yeah.
Considering he has Kill Reynolds, or Reynolds with some variation
Die
of
Reynolds,
that.
All over his shithole.
Everywhere. Like,
did you see the guy in the gray, or the brown coat
yep.
with the axe in his
yep.
chest?
That looks a little
the,
like
the voodoo doll with the dagger in the chest.
Yeah, he,
you could say he's preoccupied with...
He's obsessed.
Yeah. but they're like, look, we want you to find the ship. He's like, you can have Reynolds. We just want Simon and River.
Mm-hmm.
The Tams are ours.
The Tam,
Reynolds
yep.
is yours. And he's like, great. He's like, but I don't have to make a plan for this. I've already been, working towards this.
For the last, did they say a year? No, they don't actually give a time, do they?
No, they don't.
I'm going to assume a year because he's got like a robotic eye and scarring over his old eye. No, it's not. It's not. It's months because in the movie, when everything plays out, Mal makes a point to Simon that they were on the ship for 8 months.
Oh, that's right.
So, and if this is taking place between the movie, the end of the show and the movie, we'll say this is around month six. Maybe.
Sure. That sounds good.
Six is a rough number. Okay. So he's been making, he's had plans. He's making plans. He's had time to think.
But we go back to the Serenity, and we've got the crew standing menacingly around Badger.
Obviously, the job went south.
Yeah.
The first one.
Again.
Like it does. But Badger has, you know, another job for them. A really well-paying job. Really profitable.
Oh, here we go. This is where he's like, it wasn't me that gave those other people the job. It was probably Fanti and Mingo, which are the twins from
the movie.
Yeah. So he talks about this, you know, too good to pass up job.
Yep.
Which you'd think, hearing Badger talk about a too good to be true job, they would take it at face value. But they also are really needing the...
Well, yes, but he also plays to their weakness, where he talks about the Battle of Sturges.
Yeah.
And he knows that that gets under Mal's skin. Anytime that anything that goes back to the war, it is kind of not a trigger for Mal.
It is definitely a trigger for him, and it's enough to make him make stupid decisions.
Yep.
There's, you know, plenty of occurrences of that in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Bar fights and, you know,
yeah,
shit like that. Good times.
All because he has a brown coat.
Yep.
And he does it purposely.
But, you know, he's, so Badger's got the coordinates and stuff for the job. Yep. And, so he's like, so, you know, everything's yours except for, you know, my percentage. And he's like, what do you say? And Mal takes the information away from him. He's like, I'll think about it.
And then drops him in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Good times.
Yep.
But then we have the agent striking a deal with Dobson. And Dobson flying this, it looks like a shit piece.
I feel like it's something he built over time. Or
something
refurbished over time.
Is what I would guess.
But it's a ship. It'll get them where they need to go.
Exactly. Yeah. So then they're sitting at the table discussing what's going on. And Mal's like, all right, we'll be taking Badger's job. And, you know, he does the, again, you know, if anybody's got a better way of us getting money, let me know. And Inara's like, well, you know, is this going to be after I take care of, you know, my job? And he's like, well, no, actually, it's not. And
I think he mentions it is on the way. Like, we're going to take this job because it's on the way to where we need to drop you off. Otherwise, we would just limp to dropping you off because we have no other way of, you know,
getting there.
Getting money, getting coin to get there.
We can't get you there without doing this first.
Yes.
So we can either do that and you can make it to the place, or we can float off and die in space.
Yes.
Basically, it's, you know,
she's not happy with that decision, but yeah.
Yeah, but a book pulls up because Mal's like, you know, if there's nothing else, and Book's like, no, you know, you should be respecting Inara's wishes and doing what, you know, she
needs
to get
done. You gave her your word.
Exactly. Mal, you know, they basically just do their, you know, argument they typically have.
Yep.
But this one ends differently with Shepard decking Mal.
I will say, being on the opposite side of the table, he got some super flight powers.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not going to say rushed him, but he definitely came up to him on the other side
and
decked him.
So as they're taking off,
Dobson.
Yeah. He's loading up his posse, I guess.
I was wrong.
That's their ship, not his ship.
No, I think he gave him that ship.
Oh.
I thought.
Who knows? I don't know.
Either way. The two in blue, with the hands in blue, take the ship. They're going to basically, because it's smaller, it's like a smaller two-man ship.
Yeah.
They're going to try and, you know, follow Serenity. And obviously Dodson is tracking them, and because he knows.
I have to kill Mal.
Yeah.
Rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
But we get Mal getting ready to, I guess, you know, apologize to Inara, or
I think maybe he was going to talk to her. Apology might have happened.
But it wouldn't have been a real apology. It would have been like a backhanded apology where, you know, like, but before he does, Wash stops him and basically, you know, tells him all the things that he could have been doing. But, you know, he took this job because he wanted to, you know, be with Zoe.
Yep.
He's like, that's the only reason why I'm here. You know, I could have been on a fucking cruise ship. I could have, you know, done, you know, had vacations, all the benefits, been getting a real paycheck, you know, and
but, you know, he met Zoe and fell in love and
yeah, but I'm here. And he's like, but look, he's like, you know, I have no problem with that. I wouldn't be anywhere else because you know, that's where Zoe's at. But he's like, this is a very stupid job for us to take.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Mal's not happy about it, but at the same time, it's...
but he knows that they're, you know, their back's against the wall.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, just fly the boat, Wash.
And he does. Gets to the coordinates, and after him and Zoe have some sexy fun time.
Yeah. I mean, who could blame him, right?
Well, hell no. Yeah, exactly.
But they come up on the Battle of Sturgis, which just in the air, it's all in, you know, space, and all it is like this massive graveyard ships.
It's a ship graveyard, literally. Like, it's just all these spaceships that they're just right outside of the planet's gravity, and just floating there, and it's.
So yeah, so they're in the debris. You know, they get out in their suits and they're going through the debris looking for this treasure. And as they're doing this, we see the ship that the Blue Hands are on, stalking them, basically
sneaking up on them.
Yeah, and that's where this one ends.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Serenity story.